Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello and welcome to a special 5 p.m. lockdown beers and rugby chat, because well, it's a special one because it's not 5 p.m. Here is Saturday, and today we had games of rugby at 5 p.m. We had Hawke's Bay beating Canterbury, and so for the first time since the 60s, I mean, nuts, great result there, one that we predicted. Didn't quite get 50 points, but hey, still big win for Hawke's Bay. So that's why this one is coming out just in audio, not in videos. So there you go. A bit like did on Saturday, just before the rugby game there, which saw Northland take on Otago. And I've got a couple of videos, from those games. Videos are very good. An audio show, will it? Audio. There you go. So we'll also go through the news as well. So we've got some more Moana Pacifica signing news and also some Black Ferns stuff that I want to talk about. But at that game between Northland and Otago, which Otago won 24-13, I got to catch up with someone I've not talked to in a while, which was Matt Fadders, who was away in Ulster. So let's hear from him and the interview I did with him after the game.
Northland versus Otago with the win with Matt Fadders. You're breathing hard there, but that's probably because of the extra fitness you're having to do at the end of the game. But boy, you guys came out of the blocks well, didn't you? Got those points early.
Yeah, we did. We've been pretty disappointed with how we've been playing, especially for how well we can be playing with ball in hand. And I think we got some good reward for good accuracy with ball in hand, essentially.
Yeah, in that first 8 minutes, then obviously a lot of defending, and then Josh Wani breaking the line, and Sam Sia Tomkinson. Shane, yeah, you guys have got some real class on the pitch there, which can really break teams open when you do get it right.
Yeah, you know, we had some serious firepower in our fly halves and stuff. And it's a move that we've been practicing for a couple of weeks, and it was good to get 5 points from it, or 7 points. But yeah, Joshy's a massive threat at the line, and I think every defensive unit acknowledges that. And Sammy ran a great line inside him, and obviously got to try this here.
Yeah, we just had a quick chat that it's been 2018. Wow, it's 3 years since we had our last chat. Obviously, you went off to Ulster and have come back again. How did you enjoy your time over in Ireland?
Absolutely loved it. It's a special place. It's a special club, and we met some great people and really really enjoyed it. It was a bit of a shame with the whole COVID setup, and I haven't felt time to it because we've got some great memories, and we really, really appreciate going over there, and there's no regrets at all.
Cool. And now you're back in New Zealand permanently, or it's and
yep.
And that's
yep. This is home, so I'm here for the good.
Good. Any kind of news on what, if you'll be busy in the first half of next year with a bit of Super Rugby, maybe?
I'll be busy. I don't know if it'll be Super Rugby, but I could be busy elsewhere. So milking cows is the cows are calling my name. So. That could be the ticket.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thank you very much for your time and good luck for the rest of the season. Cheers.
Cheers, bro.
Oh, geez. Sorry, folks. Didn't realise we had some sound issues with that one. Let's just hope that's a one-off. But yeah, so Fadders looks like is heading off into his post-rugby career there with the working on the old farm. and it sounds like it's got a milk farm down there in Otago for that one. Look, this was probably the coldest ever game, home game, for Northland, who normally play, obviously, up in Whangarei, and having to play this game in Rotorua, which is probably the coldest stadium that I ever go to. And as Simon said, who's a friend of the podcast and who you see quite often in the live chat, we caught up after the game very briefly. As he said, it's probably warmer outside the stadium than in. It was nippy, to say the very least. So I had a chat with Sam Nock, but he had been, this was quite a long time after the game, so he was probably a bit cold, to say the very least.
Here we are after Northland versus Otago with Sam Nock. Sam Nock, yeah, this must be the coldest ever Northland home game that you've that's ever been. Because yeah, I can see you shivering there, so I'll have to pick it very quick though. But yeah, was a chilly night, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it was pretty chilly. Awesome day during the day though. Raiders and Bay definitely know how to put it on, but. Yeah, it's cold now.
It's gone now. It's obviously just good to be playing rugby, unfortunately, in these times. But look, you guys, a bit of a slow start. You had a few discipline issues and let them in, but you managed to turn it around and good to change things on the pitch, which is good to see you got some leadership there.
Yeah, it's like I said before, it's something we're not used to. Oh, get the slow start didn't help, but the boys definitely back each other up. We've got a tight-knit team that will keep working hard for each other, but just didn't quite get the job done in the end.
Yeah, this must be a hard one to say, because let's be honest, you had the territory, you had the possession, particularly in that second half, you were really dominating the game, but just couldn't get those the points on the board. So I'm guessing this is one of those tougher ones to take, because you could have won this one.
Yeah, that's why it's so tough, I guess. We could have definitely, we had numerous opportunities to get over the line and take the lead, but just individual mistakes crept into our game, and which cost us in the end.
On the positive side, though, look, you got that win with Rennie Rangers' 100th game 2 weeks ago. You've put in a good performance tonight, even if you haven't got the result. So things have turned around from what was a tough start to the season for you guys.
Yeah, it's a good way to look at it. We're definitely building in the right way. As long as we're peaking towards the end of the season, when it counts, just like last year, we showed them they beat us in the pool play and didn't happen in the semi. So as long as we turn up at the right end of the season, I'll be happy.
Well, thank you so much for your time. Good luck for the rest of the season, and go get a warm shower.
Yeah, cheers, bro.
Cheers.
So that's Sam Nock after that game, as you can see, improving, but disappointed and clearly cold at the end there with that one. I'm going to jump over there and let's talk about Moana Pacifica before coming back and looking at that Waikato Taranaki game, because there's a whole bunch of stuff around that as well. In this one then, I've got two names that Stephen Harris and myself both did predict would be part of the Moana Pacifica squad. In Solomoni Funakai and also Sione Tuopolotu, but from Hawke's Bay and Auckland, respectively. Supporters of the podcast can go and listen to the full 30 odd players we're expecting to be part of that Moana Pacifica squad. So, do please become a supporter of the podcast, NZSportRadio.com/. NZSportRadio.com is where you can get the videos, but the to support us, go to patreon.com/NZSportRadio. So two really good signings there for their pack, and it's good to see the Moana Pacifica squad coming together. No doubt we'll talk a bit more about that on Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. on the Driving Mall show with Stephen and Boa probably making that one. So look out for that. Do join us for that one. Also, obviously, that'll be available as a podcast as well. We'll put the recording out there.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
I expect we'll have a couple more Modern Pacifica players to discuss. We'll actually have the starting of a squad, my word, shock, horror, to talk about with the Modern Pacifica. Moving on then to the game that I was at today, which was Waikato versus Taranaki. Taranaki had the wind at their back in the first half and pulled out to a 12-0 lead before Waikato got into the game, and it was only 12-15 at halftime with a pretty strong breeze at their back. So as you'll hear when I have a chat with Bowden Waka, that Waikato at that point were quite happy to be in that position with the wind at their backs going into the second half. But they could never. They never could quite catch up and overtake. They scored just on half time, just after half time, sorry, to take the lead. But Taranaki came back and then just held off and kept Waikato at arm's pace. It did get down to a 1-point game, but Waikato couldn't get themselves over that bump, and had a lot of possession in that second half. So here is a listen to Bowden Wacker's comments after the game. Another player who I've talked to before, and it's good to catch up with him again.
With Bowden Wacker after the Waikato versus Taranaki with a home game in Tauranga. Look, it's been a tough week, hasn't it? Relocating first to Cambridge, then over to Tauranga. Messed up your bit of preparation and stuff coming into this one?
Yeah, it's been a tough 2 weeks. Obviously, we had to leave Waikato and we relocated to Cambridge, but then they obviously went into lockdown as well, so we had to relocate again. And I think we got told we're heading to Taupo, but then last minute we changed to Tauranga, and I can't complain. Look at the day, it's been beautiful. Who wouldn't want to be living here? So the Bay boys have got it good over here. But the environment's been pretty good. The boys have been they stuck together, and you know, we're just feeding off each other and we're playing it day by day. We're hoping to get back to Waikato, back to our families, but as of now, we're just going to try and stick it out with each other and keep grinding.
Now, one of the things about playing in Tauranga is the wind, and you played into the wind in that first half. Only being 3 points down, you guys must have been happy at half time, thinking that you were in the box seat there.
Yeah, we walked into the sheds and we're quite happy with our performance heading into that strong breeze. But credit to the boys, no, they dug deep. Our forward pack put in some shifts in their first half, so the backs had to try and step up in the second half, try to use this win. But credit to Taranaki, they played some good footy.
Yeah, you pick up a try though, and with you must be enjoying playing with someone like Xavier Rose, obviously thinking quickly on his feet and nipping around. Your kind of player.
Yeah, that's the kind of halfback we need these days, eh? Is those boys that can just flick the switch and know when we got that penalty that we can snipe down those short sides. And credit to Xavier for exploiting that, and I just happened to be lucky to score in that corner.
Well, it's being very humble there with a lucky bit, but hey, so congratulations on the try. Not the result you guys were looking for, but a decent performance, and good luck with the rest of the season. Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you very much.
And Bowden will be heading back over to the USA to play for the New England Free Jacks, where will be an assistant coach who is at Bay of Plenty. Interestingly, they haven't met each other before, even though they live, well, now that Bowden's actually in Bay of Plenty in Tauranga, where Mike's set up. So interesting that they haven't met each other, but they have exchanged messages. So, heading back over to the States to play on that one. The final interview I've got, is with Neil Barnes. There's a couple more extra ones I've done, which you can catch on the New Zealand Sport Radio Facebook page. I'll put them up there this evening. But this is the last one I've got with Neil Barnes, who is the head coach of Taranaki, who has come out and had a few choice comments to say about the fact that there is no promotion and relegation this year. He doesn't go into it, doesn't sort of go into it too much in this interview, but Taranaki are the first team ever to have beaten all four of all four of their crossover games with Premiership teams, undefeated so far this season. Obviously, going very, very well. So, let's hear from Neil Barnes with his post-match reaction.
After Waikato versus Taranaki, Neil Barnes, the Taranaki head coach. Look, another Premiership team, another win. Must be very happy with that, and the winning run continues.
Yeah, we've had a pretty tough week. We've got a hell of a lot of injuries, and so a lot of boys came out of our Bees and, well, the Trojans, I should say, and our Maoris and Pacifica teams and have filled in for us. So it's been challenging, but the thing I love is the way the boys went out there and played. Easy thing to try and play a simpler game, but we still tried to play, and the thing is we were still working at the end, which was pretty gratifying to watch.
Yeah, with the win in that first half, Perifetto obviously kicking fantastically to build that lead, but only 3 points. Must be a little bit concerned at half-time with that, that you're going to play into the wind and not perhaps the lead you were hoping for?
Yeah, it was actually, we bombed a couple of tries, which wasn't great from us. So, yeah, I was concerned, but at the end of the day, it's actually easier to play into it sometimes if you want to run the ball. So that part was easier. But, yeah, oh, look, I just take my hat off to the guys for sticking to the task. Never gave up for the whole 80.
You're talking about injuries, but one player that's actually having an injury-free season for a change is Kenyon Naholo. I mean, had a real hard time of it over the last few years, but great to see him getting having a few games together.
Yeah, he's getting better and better every week, and he's exciting to watch, isn't he? So we're trying to get as much ball as we can into his hands, but yeah, there's a whole tribe of players in there that are freaking working hard, so I'm pleased for the whole crew.
And for a winger to look good, it does, as you say, requires a lot of other players to put him into space. So great team teamwork, or what's the word for you, morale.
Oops, and somehow my video seems to have crashed there at the end there. But yes, it's clearly, look, good team morale, good team culture that Neil Barnes has put in there at Taranaki. Cracking season that they're having. It's a real shame they're not going to be rewarded with the promotion that they thoroughly deserve. Let's be honest. With that one, it's a shame that obviously I can't see New Zealand Rugby changing their mind, but hopefully we will see that. So, not much we can do about that one. It looks like I've frozen, so hopefully this is still recording. Because the last point I want to make is around the Black Ferns and the fact that as Stephen Harris made the comment that some. Whilst the Black Ferns head coach has talked about them being undercooked, the Black Ferns pulled them out of the finals. So Stephen and myself also don't have much sympathy for them. Him saying, look, we're undercooked. If you're going to have reduced player minutes in the last games of the regular season and then pull out all of the Black Ferns from the semi-finals and the finals, of course they're going to be undercooked when they go across to Europe. So, look, again, This high performance total of only the top team focus really, I think, hurting the game. We said it at the time, but then to go and moan about being undercooked, really, yeah, I don't think he's got anyone to blame but himself on that one. So there you go. Those are my thoughts. Manawatu versus Wellington has kicked off. So I'm going to go watch that game now. Hope you're all staying safe, getting vaccinated and having a wonderful weekend.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.